Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and another daily editorial on this New Year's Eve 2020. Boy, oh boy, I think we're all going to be happy to get this year behind us. That being said, it was a good year for investors, and it almost really didn't matter what market you were in. You did well, especially if you bought after that March washout. Even if you bought before the March washout, most markets are still up from there. I'm chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. Doc, I really appreciate you taking some time on this New Year's Eve. Let's start off with the precious metals. That's what a lot of people here want to hear from you. Starting off with gold. Gold has bounced back nicely from that, let's say, 1760 low that it put in at the tail end of November. And right now, it's challenging that 1900 level. Overall, this is going to be a very good year for gold when you consider that we started at about 1550 and are closing the year at about 1900. However, you still can make the argument that gold has been in a downtrend since August, since that almost $2,100 peak. Now, it has bounced back nicely in the last about 4 to 5 weeks. How do you see the setup for gold here? Do you say a bottom is in and gold is going higher? Or do you think there's more work for the precious metal to do here?
I think as we enter the first quarter of the year, Corey, there's going to be a little work yet. I think we're in a little bit of consolidation here, and it's the path of least resistance yet is sideways to maybe a little bit down. I think we had talked about how we had about 4 months of lower closings, and we mentioned at the end of November that we were due for an up month, and sure enough, in December we had an up month. I think January could be a down month. It wouldn't surprise me at all. But I don't see any significant move in gold up or down as we move into January. And I think sideways to a little bit down in the first quarter of the year, it would not be surprising to me.
So, Doc, in terms of a general trading range, then, do you see that 1966 level? It was a recent peak back at the beginning of November. Do you see that being a higher range for the precious metal, for gold here? And alternatively, do you see gold dropping back to, say, $1,800 or sub-$1,800 levels?
Yeah, I think we have a chance to go back to 1760, which we talked about. In fact, it's kind of ironic as we're talking. Gold flirted with 1900 this morning, just touched it almost. And now we're down, we're moving, we're dropping here. And I think that we have a chance to start moving down in the first part of the year to kind of challenge that 1760 area. And I don't see a lot of movement down below that actually in the near future. So, and that'll probably be a gradual move back down to test that level. So I don't think January is going to be a big month for gold on the upside at all.
So, Doc, what are the catalysts here that are, I guess, lacking the sort of momentum to drive gold much higher? We've talked a lot about stimulus into next year, central bank policies, U.S. equity markets. They're all related in a sense, but quite frankly, it seems like we're lacking a little something to really push gold higher.
We are lacking a catalyst. And this business about in the U.S. of giving $2,000 to various people and they're already getting $600, I don't think that's going to move this market much anymore. It's been on that plate for so long. I think it's been discounted. And so there's no near-term catalyst as we settle into the first part of the year. And you got to remember with stimulus, if you're going to get any inflation from it, that's going to be down the road. And so I don't see any major catalyst for gold as far as from a fundamental basis at all in the near future or in the first quarter.
So, Doc, is it all about, say, inflation taking some time to pick up in the new year? Is it all about the markets maybe going through a larger decline that forces the Fed's hand even more? What do you see coming up next year that could be that impetus to move higher?
Well, what I'm concerned about is I wouldn't be surprised if January might be a negative for the conventional markets. And if that's the case, I think gold, just on that basis, will have a difficulty. I think if that happens, that would add to this whole first quarter scenario of not a robust market really for the conventional markets or for gold. And that I think that the GDP for the first quarter, or as we go forward and as we get out of this pandemic terror that people have, and we get back to what is called a quote normal market, we might find that there isn't going to be a normal market, which we haven't seen in years, and that the recovery might not be as robust as people would like. And then we're going to hear talk of more money to be spent. And that might be the next catalyst for gold.
Yeah, that's really the thing, right? Heading into next year, there's so many uncertainties about how this market is going to come back, or how the economy is going to come back, if it will even come back. And one thing we also need to consider is that the economy wasn't booming before the pandemic. However, maybe this pandemic provided a bit of a reset that was needed, although it seems a bit too short-term of a reset here. But, Doc, looking at the gold stocks, especially some of these juniors, some of the higher-quality juniors and more advanced juniors that I watch, I even consider some of these mid-tiers, they've bounced back quite strongly over the last about month to 2 months. 2 months maximum, some of these stocks have almost doubled from a generally higher level. That's giving me a lot of encouragement. We are seeing this bifurcation between some of the lower quality stocks not really moving, but money going into the higher quality stocks. What have you seen in this sense?
I agree, and we talked about that in the past, where we talked about the fact that even with this gold price struggling to challenge its previous high in August, some of these stocks might actually catch up. And GDX hasn't been hurt that bad either. But I've been very happy with what I've done in my portfolio for the year. And I think that we're going to, with time, with the gold price staying up here, some of these companies are going to come in with some pretty good cash flow numbers and other numbers. And I think we're going to have some catch up in some of the precious metal stocks as compared to the price of gold and silver.
Now, what about silver? Because the last weekend show, I think the last couple weekend show, and even some of the comments I've already gotten for this weekend show, people are excited about silver heading into next year. Silver has performed much better than gold in the last 2 months. Really the last, yeah, I would say the last 2 months, but especially this last month of December. Are you as bullish on silver, especially compared to gold, as I've heard from a number of other people?
You know, that worries me that everybody, and I see it.
It worries me too, Doc.
Yeah, on different news sources, and there's just too much chatter, I think, right now. I think silver is in a good place, but it may take a little bit longer than people think for silver to have a run here, especially with everybody really excited about it. And I think we have a little bit more work to do with silver. But I think silver is in a very good place and is consolidating here. And it's only going to be a matter of time before we move higher. But it'll be a little while, I think.
So is silver then just going to be range bound, maybe between the recent high of just short of $30 an ounce down to, actually, I don't know. What is the lower level? Is it the whole way down to $22.50?
Yeah, it's we broke out just below $20 when we broke out. Just below $20. And what's good about the charts on silver, on the monthly chart, the MACD is in an excellent position with the 12-month leading the 26-month. And it looks really pretty good right now. Although on your strength indicators, the bullish indicator is trending down, but that could turn up anytime. So silver right now is in a neutral position. And next month ought to be an interesting month on whether we continue a gentle up move in silver on the MACD, which is really possible, Corey. But January, we'll see.
We will. I know how much weight you put into the early on trading, especially the first month, January, each year. So we'll see how that all plays out, Doc. Let's wrap it up with a comment on the uranium sector, because we've been chatting a lot about uranium. I have gotten a lot of, again, bullish comments on uranium. And in all fairness, the uranium stocks, the small sector that they are, they have done very well. However, you can argue that the uranium price has really lagged the stocks. What do you see playing catch up? Is it the stocks coming back, or is it the uranium price moving higher?
I think what we're going to see is, in I took some profits on uranium, which I was, it was one of my best investment choices of this past year. And I got in at really low levels when nobody liked these things. And I think what we're going to do is, I think we're peaking out on some of these stocks. And I think we'll have a little bit of retraction. And if we do, it wouldn't surprise me over the next few weeks if the prices actually start to move up then. This could be a good year for uranium. And I will probably get back into some of these stocks I sold if we get a retraction of 30 to 40 to 50%, which I would love to see. But the spot price charts are looking good to me. And we might have a little weakness in them yet, but it wouldn't surprise me if we start to see movement the spot price as far as in a north position about 2 or 3 or 4 months from now.
All right, Doc, I really appreciate your comments. Gigi's even sitting here beside me because, well, all the daycares are closed, and she actually wanted to say Happy New Year to you. So, Doc, I want to say it first. Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year to everyone else listening. And Gigi, you want to share that with Doc?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, Doc, thank you as always. I hope you have a great New Year celebration, whatever you can do. And I look forward to chatting with you in 2021. Thanks for your time, Doc.